We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Major League Baseball is getting after it beginning today. We'll discuss that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Wanted to hit one more thing Dayton Moore had to say about the injuries. And this was pre-Mondi.
This was before
the game yesterday, before we had another Mondesi setback. But Dayton Moore was discussing, and sounds kind of like us, kind of sounds like fans, in his frustration with the injuries.
It's been frustrating. It really has. I can't recall a moment where I've probably been more frustrated because of just the injuries that we've had. But everybody's had them. But when we put this team together, we just haven't had everybody on the field at the same time. And but I trust our medical team a great deal, I can tell you that. And I think we'll be stronger for it in the long run. Mike Matheny and the coaching staff are doing an incredible job. There's no excuses in that clubhouse. They're doing everything that they possibly can, and we'll be rewarded for it in time. We just have to continue to persevere. And other guys like Nicky Lopez, and we mentioned, and some others have kind of stepped up. And every player that we've brought in, for the most part, has done exactly what we expected them to do, and sometimes more. And, you know, we've got to get more production, you know, out of Jorge Soler and Hunter Dozier, and which I believe we will. But, Mikey Miner's done a great job. Losing Danny Duffy was a big hurt, you know, for us. And now, you know, Benny's out. And, of course, you know, we haven't had Mondi on the field. But, and then we've got others out there, Ryan, that are playing through some things. And I'm not going to go into detail with that because I can't. But, you know, we got some guys out there that are being warriors right now, too.
He got more depressed as he went on. Like, well, we need to get more
really
of these
did.
Guys.
Yeah.
And we lost Danny. That was big. And
yeah.
We got Benny's out, too. Oh, crap. Benny's out, too.
And of course, you got Mondi. Oh, you can't get on the field.
Like, he was, like, listing him in his head. He's like, I forgot about that guy.
Gun.
That guy's out, too.
Right.
No Ben and Teddy right now?
Right.
Oh, crap. What are we doing here?
Can we get a redo? Can we start over? But, I mean, like everybody's suffering injuries, but it seems like the Royals have suffered so many. And you know, you might not like the 32-38 record, right? They're 10 games back of the White Sox, who are playing the best baseball in the majors right now, and have the same record as the Boston Red Sox, ironically enough. But they're playing some really, really, really good baseball, even though they're on that four-game losing streak. The Astros are doing what they need to do and cheating their way to another championship, it looks like, down in the American League West. But even with that record of 6 games below 500, it really is amazing how close the Royals are to realizing success, but they get so close and then they have these injuries that crop up. And I know we could say this probably about every team that we've seen in baseball for whatever year it was. I'd love to see this Royals team as a healthy out of the gate Royals team. Like what we were thinking about on March 25th before Mondi got injured in that spring training game. Could you imagine what it would have been like to have this team healthy and ready to go from Jump Street? I think it probably having Mondi healthy would have probably taken some pressure off.
I can't do it.
You know, but I mean, you can't. You're right.
I can't live in that imagine.
These guys were healthy. I mean, what I'm getting at is that the fact that they've been banged up for so long, they're only six games under 500.
Yeah, I know.
They played some really good baseball with a lot of adversity to their best players.
I think everything. It's not different though than the beginning of the season where like everything had to break right.
Yeah,
and you couldn't have any of these. Inevitably, you're going to have these, but they were living on such a fine line to me that if anything goes wrong here, here, and here, you're not going to be able to have a, I don't even call it a special season, but a unexpected type of season.
Yes.
Where you were playing above your level.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it. They aren't.
Right.
Like they're playing, you know, I'd probably rewind a couple weeks ago and they're on that 84 win pace or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
Vern asked the question, would you stop right now and take that? I'm like, no, I like to play out the season. Right now, I'd probably take the 84 so that I saw some things that were they were shooting me towards next year.
75 just doesn't feel like it's a huge improvement. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to be in that camp where we're discussing that and saying, boy, but if they would have been healthy.
Right. But here we are.
I don't want to be in that mode because I feel like that's going to be excuse making. Like
right.
I can't live in the, well, they were just injured. Injuries happen to everybody. How do you overcome them?
Mm-hmm.
How do you backfill? How do you do all those things? I need to see that happen. And then Dozier and Soler need to go in. Yeah, they do.
They need to be better.
And he's in that camp too. He's more positive than I am, where he says, and I think they will. I don't know if they will. They need to. They need to get going.
Mm-hmm.
You need those ones that have a chance to give you the opportunity to elevate this team, to start elevating this team. I think Witt's in a direction looks like he's headed that way.
Salvi's headed that way. A
couple of these others, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if you're ever going to get that.
Right.
So you might not get to the level where I hope you get to the level. The pitching staff might not get to that level either.
May not.
Mike Minor's your most consistent starter. Danny Duffy might have been your best starter.
Mm-hmm.
Duffy's out. Minor's doing his thing. Our guy Keller's ERA's at six.
Right.
We'll talk to him tomorrow, 9:35 here on 610 Sports Radio. Singer had the little setback.
Right.
Like, what's that? Kowar and Bubich are now bullpen guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, you haven't exactly elevated those spots either, which they're going to need to be to have that firm push.
Right. That's what you need. And really, Josh, you can overcome injuries if the guys in your lineup are really producing. And it's not just the guy that replaces the injured guy. If Jorge Soler and Hunter Dozier were performing like major league hitters in this lineup right now, we probably would be talking about this record being better. But having those guys at number four and number five in your lineup hitting 150 and 140 or whatever it is respectively for those two guys, that's really where you're getting killed. Yeah, the injuries have hurt. There's no doubt about it. But Nicky Lopez has done a nice job of filling in, but he's not been the exact replacement for Mondi. Nobody is going to be. Whoever plays left field is not going to be Andrew Benintendi with the way that his bat had been going before he suffered injury right now. So what you need to do is have the guys that are in the lineup raise their level of play. And really the two guys that need to raise their level of play are Dozier and Soler. Dozier with the three hits yesterday, maybe that's the start of something good. I don't know, but we still haven't seen it out of Jorge Soler at all this season long. And that to me is the part that's really killing this
ball
club.
Three hits at the 157?
Yeah.
That's killing you.
Yeah.
That's killing you. Like the Hanser Albertos and the Kelvin Gutierrez are nice.
Nice.
They fill in every
nice,
once in a while. Play.
Yeah.
Like the everyday portion of it, you see why it's probably not going. Yeah, you need those what we thought were kind of known commodities
mm-hmm.
to play like it.
Right.
And that's what's been devastating.
Yeah.
Santana's average could be a little bit higher, but I think he does
sure.
give you some other things. Walks a lot, does drive in, does drive in runs and hit homers and
mm-hmm.
Does some of those things, but I had a little tempered expectations on that. Like at some point he's going to kind of drop off a little bit. He's getting up there in age and what have you. I wasn't expecting him like, I need you to be the catalyst to lead this thing. He's doing kind of enough. He could still probably stand to elevate his game as well, but yeah, there's plenty of those spots. It's like, it comes down to guy you signed to a contract before the season and the guy who was in a prove it year.
Yeah.
And neither one are producing.
Neither are producing. And the guy who's in a prove it year or the guy who's in a prove it year, I think you kind of figured out where he is. You can safely feel that you can let him walk at the end of the season. The Hunter Dozier thing, and I heard Cody talking about this the other day. He's like, oh my God, we talk about this $25 million contract. He's making $6 million a year. There's not a lot of money invested in Hunter
Dozier. Yeah, which was what Cody was getting to. He's like, you know, you can freak out if you want because he just paid him a contract. He's not making anything.
He's not making anything. He's like, making like $6 million a year. Santana's making twice that.
It's not to get worked up about in terms of the dollars. All right, today's the day. Baseball's cracking down,
this
Bob.
This is it.
Are we going to have like a host of suspects, they're going to start just tossing people today.
I'm telling you, more guys will be on the disabled list with sunburn than will be on the suspended
list. So today's the day we can start throwing people out for putting stuff, foreign substances, domestic substances, all the substances on the baseball. Today's the day where they're going to crack down on the cheating from the pitchers.
Oh.
So we're going to have a whole bunch of guys thrown out today. Or they've been making the adjustments already. Some have gotten hurt. Mm-hmm. Some have looked terrible. It seems to have an impact. I don't know if we could blame everybody's pitching woes on the fact that they're changing their substances, but you might be able to.
I don't know. Could you imagine like the only way you're successful at your job is if you cheated?
And everybody was okay with it for so long, and now they're not.
And
like,
now
oh my
they're
gosh,
not.
I'm
now
supposed
you can't
to be able to
cheat.
Do my job.
What am I supposed to do?
But Dayton Moore points out that the use of the sticky has been at all levels of baseball for quite some time.
I do believe that we have to have some type of, you know, tackiness for the ball, for pitchers to grip the ball, just like we do with hitters to grip the bat. What that ultimately looks like, Major League Baseball is looking at that. But just like anything else, we've taken it to extremes. We have to control it. It's rampant throughout college baseball. It's been something that we've been using in the minor leagues and, of course, the major leagues. And pitchers are just doing the best they can to grip the baseball. But it's moved beyond kind of an innocent mindset, if you will. And so I think that Major League Baseball is definitely doing the right thing to create more of a fairness. There's no doubt that it's increased spin rates to a level, and it's aided to the dominance of pitching in our game right now. And so we're doing our best, and I trust the players greatly. I trust the coaching staffs. I trust Major League Baseball to kind of come up with a better way, a different avenue where we can find a happy medium for all.
We tried to let you guys police yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't do it.
Right.
And now we got to step in and look what's going to happen.
Right.
I'll be interested to see if anybody gets suspended because it feels like everybody, to their credit, kind of made the pivot.
Yeah.
Like the threats became real
mm-hmm.
and the consequences and the dates became real.
Right.
Maybe there was someone that still tries to do something, but I feel like everybody's kind of made the adjustment with some grumbling.
Sure.
But have made the adjustment over the last couple of weeks.
Right.
We'll see.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that you feel like has already started to happen around baseball. But baseball gave these guys the opportunity to do what they want. There was a gentleman's agreement between all the managers that they weren't going to call anybody out for it. Now that Major League Baseball is enforcing it, you're going to see more managers calling out the other team because of it. And I still
think they're asking for it,
right? They're asking for it.
They're asking for narcs.
Yeah, basically is what. Yeah, but the umpires are going to be frisking the pitchers and checking out the catchers anyway.
I hope we have another nail file out of the back pocket.
I do too.
I want one of those.
I don't have anything.
Yeah.
Please. I do want somebody to get.
I want somebody to have like a sand belt.
I do want somebody to get busted.
Yeah, I
don't think there will, but I want that.
Well, I have a hard time believing that somebody's going to get busted with this 2 week lead up that we've had with everybody whining and complaining. It means they're adjusting. But baseball is actually listening to its fans on this. They heard from the fans that this is enough's enough. Like with the offense in this league right now is at an all-time low. We've got to figure out a way in the middle of the season to adjust it. And then hopefully at the end of the year, everybody can kind of sit down if they get a collective bargaining agreement taken care of and figure out a way to make this game more entertaining from an offensive standpoint. And I think the number one way to do that, and I know I'll get laughed out the room for it, start rewarding players for hitting the opposite way and laying down a sacrifice bunt and getting back to that more team-oriented style of baseball. That's why the Royals won it in 14 and 15, not because they had the best individual players, but they played the best team baseball during that period of time. And when you can get guys to think about team first and me last, you're going to win a lot more games. You're going to have a lot more fun. The fans are going to enjoy it more. Yeah, your launch angle is arguably what gets you paid. The high hit rate is what gets you paid. But baseball, just like anything else in life, they allowed the pendulum to swing way too far to the other side. They've allowed numbers and nerds to take over their game, and they've not found a way to kind of get it back. And the way you get it back is you start rewarding players for doing normal baseball things, like hitting the opposite way and laying down a sacrifice bunt. That way you can bring offense back to the game.
Normal baseball things.
It's true.
A big anniversary that shocked the world. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Today's a big anniversary. I love sometimes reading these anniversary calendars or what have you. Because this one just says 1986. Bo Jackson, college football's Heisman Trophy winner in 1985 and first pick by Tampa Bay in the NFL draft, stuns observers nationwide by signing with the Kansas City Royals instead. That's right. On this day, Bo Jackson became a Royal.
I mentioned earlier, Reynolds has been caught far too often in his career. 5 times this season he's been thrown out at second base. Line drive toward the corner in left field. It's going to be up to Bo Jackson to try to stop Reynolds from scoring. He can't do it. Yes, he can. I don't believe it. He made an absolutely perfect throw. It looked like there was no way he was going to get it.
Harold Reynolds so mad that that's the highlight we found because, you know, he did get thrown out by Bo Jackson and that's has like, to live with it every single day.
Harold Reynolds had a nice career.
Yeah, great career.
That right there is all anybody knows now about Harold Reynolds. Yeah, he did. He really did have a great career. He was an amazing baseball player back in his day. He just couldn't outrun the gun of Bo Jackson right there, man. That was a whoop-boom. I mean, that was like just an unbelievable throw.
Unfair to Harold Reynolds at this point.
Yeah.
So it is about Bo Jackson. We point that out as well because as we were discussing Mondy and his injury today, and you call him maybe the most dynamic Royal. I was like, you know, George is the greatest Royal.
Right.
But his style of play wasn't exactly what we see from Mondesi and the level that he can take, the level of athlete and what have you. And
I'm sure George would look at it and go, I can't do what he
does. Most dynamic. And people did point out Bo. They're like, Bo. I'm like, oh, okay. Yep. And an injury cut short.
Right.
We never knew. We never saw the full gamut of it. That one to me was, in a way, more forgivable because it was in another sport. Mm-hmm. And you saw it directly happen in that one injury and you're like, oh yeah, I get it. He was never the same again.
Right.
This one, he's in the midst of playing and we just can't get any traction with it, which
Correct.
Is the frustrating
part. Which is very frustrating. And that's why, you know, Bo kind of falls into that category as well. I'd like to say he's the most dynamic baseball player athlete that I've ever seen play. I still got to give that nod to Deion Sanders because Deion was able to make it through a career, right? He was able to make it through a career and play and was never really limited based on injury. Bo Jackson had the ability and was one of my favorite players growing up. I love Bo Jackson. But he never got to the point where he was healthy and could dominate and take over baseball like we thought he was going to do because of that injury that he suffered in football. And so we never got to see Bo. So there is a little, you know, what could have been, obviously, with Bo Jackson. I don't want there to be a what could have been with Mondy, but now he's hurt again. And with an off day today, we won't find out anything till tomorrow about Mondy.
My goodness. 4 minutes away from your next chance to win $1,000. Be listening for that keyword. Remember 72881, the text number for the National Cash Contest. We do have a little breaking news here on 610 Sports Radio, powered by Odyssey Sports and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports better. Get smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
I hope you can explain this because I'm going to admit
Not completely. Hmm. Not completely. And I don't think you need to worry about the complete nuances of this one, though,
okay.
to still get it. So this comes from NPR. Again, they speak at a different speed than we do. Justin, the Supreme Court unanimously has ruled that some of the NCAA's restrictions on education-related benefits to student-athletes violate federal antitrust laws.
Mm-hmm.
While the ruling is narrow, its language has implications that could transform college athletics as we know them. So they have sided on the side of student-athletes in an initial case presented before the Supreme Court.
Sided in them, so like with what does this mean now? So what's next?
Here is a transcript from Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court Justice.
Okay.
To be sure, the NCAA and its member colleges maintain important traditions that become part of the fabric of America. Game days in Tuscaloosa and South Bend, the packed gyms and stores in Durham.
And Lawrence.
The women's and men's lacrosse championships on Memorial Day weekend.
Sure.
Okay. Track and field meets in Eugene. The spring softball and baseball World Series in Oklahoma City and Omaha. The list goes on and on. But those traditions alone cannot justify the NCAA's decision to build a massive money-raising enterprise on the backs of student-athletes who are not fairly compensated. Nowhere else in America can businesses get away with agreeing not to pay their workers a fair market rate on the theory that their product is defined by not paying their workers a fair market rate. And under ordinary principles of antitrust law, it is not evident why college sports should be any different. The NCAA is not above the law. That sounds like bring us more. We'll discuss from Brett Kavanaugh and the Supreme Court today. So
okay, great. I agree with all of that. Now what? Now are they going to put laws on the books ordering the NCAA to pay players? Are we going to see Mark Emmert jailed? Like what? Which I would like to see. I think that would be funny to make. As long as you're not paying, you have to stay in jail.
The
sir.
Supreme Court is not buying the amateurism excuse anymore.
Okay, so if they're not buying it, that means it's done. That's the highest court in the land. There's nowhere else to go with this. You
now,
can sit in your
you
little
send it back
and
go,
circles. And,
what are you going to do about it? Are we going to have to get more involved?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Like, did they say, okay, here's the next step. You get involved. See, what needs to happen now, and I hate when, you know, courts and things have to get involved in sports, but this is a good one for the court to have to get involved in because we've pushed the envelope way too far for years on this one. The NCAA needs to be given a deadline by the Supreme Court. You have until the Tuesday after Labor Day, September 8th, whatever day that is, to come up with a plan. Oh, it's only 2 months from now and you got summer vacation. You've had 100 years to plan for this, okay? So you've got until the day after Labor Day to come up with a plan. If you don't have a plan in place by the day after Labor Day of how you are going to compensate these student athletes, then we're going to put a plan in place for you and you will follow that plan, and this is what we will now follow going forward. And for every day that there is a plan not in place, Mark Emmert has to sit in a holding cell. So I would imagine that they would
probably,
yeah, I would imagine that they would probably get to the point of, all right, we're going to come up with a plan to get this thing figured out. Because if you're the NCAA at this point in time, you would rather figure out the plan for yourself than have the Supreme Court tell you or have somebody else dictate a plan that you're going to have to follow. So it would behoove the NCAA to get off their keisters, park their Mercedes, put down their steak knives, and figure out a way to get this thing done.
9-0 Supreme Court.
Yeah, 9-0. There were no dissenters. Yeah.
And the belief was it might be like a 6-3, 7-2, apparently.
No, because the
and it was
logic.
Unanimous 9-0 verdict. More on that we'll discuss coming up in just a few minutes. It is time to dash for the cash. Your code word this hour, the National Cash Contest, is BLAST, 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 to 72881, 72881. You could be the $1,000 winner in the National Cash Contest. Your next chance to win coming up at 10:30. For complete rules, go to 610sports.com. Message and data rates apply. The National Cash Contest, powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL. And BLAST to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. We'll discuss more of the Supreme Court whacking the NCAA on the wrists next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
All right, the big story in this morning, the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of student athletes and against the NCAA in a 9-0 ruling involving amateurism, which could open the door. It's not a name, image, and likeness. We're not there yet, no. But a little more of an update. This comes from ABC. Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote the opinion about this, and it's an education-based thing. So,
like, these Supreme Court writes these opinions where you and I are just like, yeah, no duh.
Well, I mean, to a certain extent. But the NCAA had a $5,000 cap on what schools could provide above and beyond free tuition, room, and board.
Per player, or was that per team?
Yeah, per player. Like computers, paid internships, tutoring, study abroad, instrument, whatever. They set an artificial cap, and you're like, you can't cap this. You can't cap this is basically what they said. So this was the opinion of Justice Gorsuch. By permitting colleges and universities to offer enhanced education-related benefits, its decision may encourage scholastic achievement and allow student-athletes a measure of compensation more consistent with the value they bring to their schools. Still, some will see this as a poor substitute for fuller relief. At the same time, others will think the district court went too far by undervaluing the social benefits associated with amateur athletics. For our part, though, we can only agree with the Ninth Circuit, which is what they were dealing with a previous court. That's how they got it, right? Mm-hmm, the appeal. Mm-hmm. The national debate about amateurism in college sports is important, but our task as appellate judges is not to resolve it, nor could we. Our task is simply to review the district court judgment through the appropriate lens of antitrust laws. So basically, we can tell you what you're doing is illegal. It's not our job to rewrite it and tell you what to do. Just what you're doing is illegal,
mm-hmm.
Which makes sense. We're throwing it. We're not the NCAA. You still have to do something about this because what you're doing now is illegal. Mm-hmm. That's what they're telling.
But can the NCAA go, yes, so?
Because
they've been going, yeah, well, so for years.
They can continue to spend money in doing
right.
So. Yeah.
Are they going to continue? Like, but where do you go
and
next?
Then you get lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit and probably have individual student athletes suing and
right.
What have you. And then, yeah, what are you going to continue to fend these off?
I mean, you've gone to the highest court in the land and they voted unanimously 9-0. When was the last time you saw 9-0 on the side of anything? Like, you could have, do you like ice cream? And you would have some vegan guy to go, it's not vegan ice cream, I'm out. And it's an 8-1 decision. This is a 9-0 decision against the NCAA. Maybe it's time the NCAA take a step back and go, well, we just got our ass handed to us. Whew, that was not good. maybe we need to reevaluate things. And that's why I said you give them to the Tuesday after Labor Day to have a plan in place. And if they don't, then you start, you know, putting a plan in place, and they're not going to like any plan you put in place.
Longtime college writer Stuart Mandel tweets, "Oh, LOL, the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 against the NCAA. In a largely polarized and divisive time, no issue has become more bipartisan than dunking on the NCAA."
Yeah, it's true.
Like, yeah, it's true.
It's true. Like, it's true. Everybody's
like,
knows.
No, that's wrong. What you're doing is wrong. 9-0. Let's go.
Everybody knows what they're doing, and the charade that they've been running here for the last 50 years is a freaking scam. And if they don't want to pay the players, Josh, okay, then all of your coaches need to be paid commensurate with teachers at your university. If we're going to sit here and hide behind this amateurism and hide behind these are student athletes.
Then coaches are no different than every other employee.
Coaches are no different than any other employee on the campus. And I don't need to continue to see Bill Self and Gary Pinkel and whoever else as the highest paid state employees, because if they're going to command that kind of top dollar and the football coach or the basketball coach at universities are the highest paid people in every single state, then you need to start paying the players. If you don't want to pay the players, then $35K a year to coach basketball at KU. $35K a year to be the football coach at K-State. $35K a year to be the football coach at the University of Missouri and the basketball coach at the University of Missouri. Let's get their and athletic directors, to the hell with them. They get $250 an hour. Like that whatever scam that they're running over there, that's a clown show for the amount of money that athletic directors are getting paid these days. Let's bring everybody's salaries down commensurate with everybody else at the universities and pay them accordingly. Or you can start paying your student athletes, who, I hate to say this, are more valuable than any other student you have, and those are the ones you're taking advantage of.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Brandt, attorney, he's been a columnist, he's been on, you know, ESPN. Yep, yeah. I think he now works at Villanova, I believe. But
yes, he does. You're right. He teaches a class there.
He tweeted out again, case was about education-related benefits, not paying student-athletes. But Justice Kavanaugh seemed to welcome that challenge in the future. Quote, the NCAA's remaining compensation rules also raise serious questions under the antitrust laws, end quote. But that will have to be another case. So this is just like the tip of it.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't directly involving paying student-athletes, but the belief is something like this could open the door to now what the next step is, and what the next step is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but this is a pretty serious smack at the NCAA from the highest court in the land. So, interesting stuff that we'll continue to follow throughout the day today. NFL players gonna have a decision to make when it comes to vaccinations, and they're not completely unlike the rest of. The public right now. Albert Breer points out in his column at Sports Illustrated today that the belief is that the NFL is currently in four categories of players when it comes to determining whether or not they want to get vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
The first is the young player who's generally going to do what he's told and will get the shot, even if he hasn't already, to prevent there from being any unnecessary barrier in advancing his career. Okay. The second player is a player who believes in the medicine and got the shot early, a lot of cases before the team started offering it. The third is the group of players who don't want to get the vaccine, but will as a matter of convenience. And the fourth are players who are opposed to the vaccine strongly enough to go through the 2020 protocols again in order to avoid it. Okay?
Okay.
So those are the camp, like, you have to decide where you're at. The NFL has set up its league that you don't have to get vaccinated, but there are going to be some protocols that you have to go through pretty much like last year.
Right. If you don't get vaccinated, you essentially have to do 20 times.
Yeah.
Two.
You're going to get, yeah, you're going to daily testing. You're going to get all those things. If you're not vaccinated, you get more freedoms,
mm-hmm,
right?
If pretty you are much, vaccinated.
Yes. If you are vaccinated, yeah, pretty much like life. Like if you get vaccinated right now, you have more freedoms, right?
Well, depending on who you talk to. I'm sure there's unvaccinated people who will tell you they're going to do whatever they want to do.
Sure.
To the root of the argument, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. That's where we're going.
The spirit of the law or the letter of the law, Josh. But yes, the spirit of the law, yes.
So then he points out something that's going to be a reality. Like it or not, teams can't say, he says, they'll cut a player because he's unvaccinated or not sign a player because he's unvaccinated.
No, you can't say that.
But the truth is, those things are going to happen.
Doesn't mean you can't do that.
If a team needs to bring in, say, a backup corner on the Tuesday of a game week, the kind of thing that happens routinely, mm-hmm. right? Sign a player on a Tuesday.
Happens weekly.
Right?
For every team.
I need to get somebody activated. I need to fill a spot in the roster. I'm going to got a tryout on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Let's get this guy ready for Sunday. May or may not play. It can sign a vaccinated player and put him on the practice field Wednesday.
Yeah.
An unvaccinated player, on the other hand, will have to go through the 5-day testing from 2020 and make it a challenge to even get him to the game on Sunday. So we're going to see this have an impact as well, that if you're a player that's not signed, your vaccination, unvaccination status could affect whether or not you get signed.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you're an unsigned NFL player right now and you're unvaccinated, you're not working this year.
You've made it very, very difficult on yourself to get a job this year.
You're not working this year.
Probably
not. And the reason you're not working is, number one, if you were good enough, you'd be on a roster already. And number two, they're not going to deal with a 5-day. You're not working right now. You're not worth waiting 5 days
for. They appreciate your ability to make a choice.
Yeah.
They also have an ability to make a choice.
That's right. And you have the ability to suffer the consequences.
And I'm going
to
go get somebody that I know can play right away rather than go through the whole procedure again.
Right. Exactly. There really is no justification if you're an NFL player to not getting the vaccine. Now, you can say you don't want to deal with it. You don't want to take it. Fine. It's your personal preference. It's also the NFL's personal preference to say whether they want you around or not. And they're not going to let an unvaccinated player bring something into a facility that could have the potential of shutting down the whole league. Everybody got through last year. Everybody was very happy to get through last year. Nobody wants to have a redux of what happened last year. And so the NFL is not going to test themselves. And I continue to say this, and Josh, if you and I are up for a job on the Chiefs right now, and I have the vaccine and you don't, or you have the vaccine and I don't, the person with the vaccine is going to get that position with an NFL team that person can play right away.
Can't say that, but we're dealing in the reality of it. Two similar players and one's been vaccinated and one hasn't,
mm-hmm.
taking the vaccinated guy.
Absolutely. And they can come up to you and say, why did you take that guy? Because he's vaccinated. No, he's just better.
This guy outplayed him. What do you want?
I think he's better. I think he's better fits our system.
I don't have to go through all the things in my facility. I want as many vaccinated people in my facility as I possibly can.
Right.
Right?
Right. Exactly.
So they give him a choice, but they really haven't given him a choice. You can decide to have said choice, but you might decide that you might be deciding that you don't have a job.
Right.
So can you, and they're probably playing players that can live with that.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you have to figure out a way to build a case that says you got rid of me because of this, which may be very, very difficult to prove.
It's going
to
be very difficult to prove. At the end of the day, the NFL can just look around and say, you know what? I just didn't think you were that good of a football player. Unless you're the Bills GM has already said.
There's always going to be some that are a little too forthright with what they're saying, but for the most part, they have set this up. You can make the choice, but we can also make choices too.
Right.
And the choices might not be you.
People think because you have the right to do something doesn't mean there's consequences.
You have to live with consequences
too.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, you're right. You're right. You have the right to not get vaccinated. Absolutely, 100%. That's on your right. Just know that there are consequences for not getting vaccinated. And one of them may mean you're not playing in the NFL this year.
Correct.
Now,
can you live with that?
You're a superstar player and you choose not to get vaccinated, well, you're still probably going to play in the NFL because you're good. But if you're a street free agent on June 21st, when the league is basically shut down for the next month, and you don't have a home,
I'm going to wait and see.
And you're going to wait the training camp to see what happened, and you're not vaccinated, but the guy next to you is, and he plays that same position, he's going to get the call in the training camp.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah.
You're just not.
Yeah.
And I can't blame the NFL for that. We've worked too hard, they're saying. We've worked too hard to get to where we are right now. We're not going to allow a street free agent who didn't get the vaccine to come in here and just play right away when we can have somebody that does have the vaccine. And in the NFL, you need a player today. You don't have 5 days to wait. How's a guy who gets signed on a Tuesday with a 5-day wait period going to be ready by Sunday? He's not.
Well, he's not. He's not. And then
he's
you got to wait another week.
And then you got to wait another week. Now you're 2 weeks behind.
Right.
It's not happening. It just isn't.
No. Nope. 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 So, yes, if you're a street free agent, probably go ahead and get if you want a gig.
Yeah, if you're not working right now, if you're
on an existing
NFL
team and you're pretty comfortable with your lot on that team, now you can still afford to wait on your decision if you want to, because they're probably not going to get rid of you, and they'll make some accommodations in order for you. You still have to jump through some hurdles, but there's going to be some accommodations for you to continue to have your job.
Hey, if you're top half of the roster guy, you're pretty okay doing whatever you want.
Yeah.
You're off a roster right now, get the shot.
Or you're competing for a position, I'd be a little bit scared.
Yeah.
I'd be a little bit scared they might pick the guy that's got the shot, and you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting times in the NFL. We'll see how it continues to affect rosters as well. Moving forward, because it seems like some of these nuances are now kind of coming out involving how they got to this plan and what they're trying to get out of this plan. In terms of, you know, they set it up where you can make a decision, but ...
Has Cole Beasley retired yet?
He is not. He is not. He might be in a position where he makes that team. I don't know.
He may.
He may be able to go through and be willing to go through all. You can't then come back and complain about all the protocols you got to go through.
He said he'd rather retire than go through those.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, then he might have to retire.
Yeah. That's what I'm asking. Has he retired?
I don't think so. He's not filed his papers yet.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers coming up with a plan here?
No. Is Cole Beasley re-upped at the country club or not?
I don't know. I haven't heard about that.
That's the other breaking news of the day today. I can't believe the Schefters of the world, the Rappaports, have not picked up on this and ran with this today. Why ESPN is just leaving this at their doorstep, I have no idea.
It's unbelievable to me. It really is.
But the Score radio in Wisconsin, through sources, had reported that Aaron Rodgers is coming back to the Packers.
Mm-hmm. He's coming back to the Pack?
Yes.
Oh.
Because their sources have told them he has re-upped his country club membership at the Green Bay Country Club through the remainder of the year. So
that's
he's coming back.
Yeah.
You're not just going to let that thing roll over.
No, that's not like the athletic description, as you said earlier.
He might be on a rollover plan where just go ahead and take it out of my account, direct deposit to you and what have you. But if you have no intentions of going back there, you're picking up the phone, you're calling said country club, and you go, look, wait a minute. Sorry, I know my time rolled over and what have you, but I have no intention of coming back here. He's coming back. He's not going to let that country club membership just hang out there.
No, that's a big expense. That's not a $250 a month, subscription for a magazine.
I don't know why ESPN's just choosing to ignore this thing. This is the most definitive thing we've seen in terms of Aaron Rodgers news, in that sources to a radio station in Green Bay are saying he's re-upped his country club membership. He's coming back to the Packers.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what that means. I think when you really take a good hard look at it, you realize that a country club membership is not being spotted at the airport or, being spotted with a realtor or looking for school districts or anything like that. We're talking about real cash money that is being spent right now to be in a country club. And if I'm not mistaken, Josh, you'd know better than I would on this. Once you pay to be a member of the country club, then you still have a requirement for how much food you got to eat every month.
I don't
know
such things, but I believe those things are indeed true. That, he might have to spend a certain amount at the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
He might have to, pay a cabana fee. I don't know. At the pool. I have no idea. All these things these things add up. And I think if you're going to walk, you're going to walk from that.
Right. I would think so.
And if you're coming back, you're going to make sure you re-up that thing.
Well, you don't want to be tasked with a $250 bill every month for a hamburger you didn't eat. So the expenses start to add up. So if he's truly not going to be back next year with the Packers, then he needs to cancel that membership. Unless he's going to be back in Green Bay and just play golf all fall long. It's very nice in Wisconsin in the fall.
Which would be awesome.
If he's just spotted at the country club.
Yes.
Yeah.
That if he comes back, but he refuses to play for the Packers.
Right.
And then we have daily updates of him being spotted at the Green Bay Country Club.
It would be awesome.
Hacking with the retirees.
I think it'd be great. I'd pay money to watch those videos and get the reaction from Green Bay fans that are so mad that he's in Green Bay, but refuses to play
across
the Packers.
Walk across the street to the practice facility.
Yeah. Or just chip
like,
one there.
I guess it's like 15 minutes away, but like right there, the country club apparently is pretty close to where they practice.
It's closer than where he is right now.
I think this is the most, aside from hearing it directly from Aaron Rodgers, this is the most definitive a source of he's playing for the Packers. Go ahead and circle that game with the Chiefs. Because Aaron Rodgers will be with the Packers on November the 7th for that 3:25 start.
Yeah.
At Arrowhead.
He's not letting that country club membership roll over if he doesn't plan to use it.
No. So
nobody has that kind of extra cash. Unprecedented times.
I'm glad we got to that.
Whew.
Glad we've got to the source that is. If you missed any of the show today, go to 610sports.com or via the Odyssey app. Thanks to Kramer Sansone for producing today. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Cody and Gold come your way next. Dusty's here as well, so he just flipped me off here on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.